I also think it's something the judge will sort out. Apple's contention, which again I believe is made in good faith, is that there would be substantial risk around creating this software. On the government side, count us skeptical, although we could be wrong, because I think the government's argument is that's your business to protect your software, your innovation. This would be usable in one phone. But again, that's something the judge is going to have to sort out. It's not an easy question.
If it's the case, though, that it's usable in more than one phone and that it applies beyond there, then the public safety concerns that we may have, that a lot of us have, about what would happen if the bad guys got access to our phones and our children's phones, in that case, those are really valid, aren't they?
Sure. The question that I think we're going to have litigation about is how reasonable is that concern? And, you know, slippery slope arguments are always attractive, but I mean, I suppose you could say, well, Apple's engineers have this in their head. What if they're kidnapped and forced to write software? That's why the judge has to sort this out between good lawyers on both sides making all reasonable arguments.